Move on to 91. Okay. Authorize a price agreement with Calais America, Inc. for the purchase of multi-space parking, pay stations, and related services for a five-year total not to exceed amount of $11,900,000.
Christine Moody, Procurement Services. On December 11th, 2013, City Council passed an ordinance authorizing the issuance of a competitive solicitation to develop a five-year price agreement for the purchase of parking pay stations and related services. On April 15th, 2014, a request for proposals was issued, and on May 20th, 2014, five proposal responses were received. The RFP process included four evaluation steps. First, a preliminary review for responsiveness to the minimum RFP requirements was performed. Then a written evaluation process of the proposals by a five-person evaluation team that included three city staff, one person from the City of Eugene, and one minority evaluator. At that time, three proposals were shortlisted to continue on in the process. The next stage of the process was a system review that was comprised of three components. A system demonstration was evaluated by six technical experts, including staff from the meter shop and technology services. On-street trials where the equipment was tested on the street and evaluated by staff from the meter shop, and a parking customer survey in which over 600 responses were received. After this stage, two proposers moved on to the last step of the evaluation process, in which oral interviews were performed, and the proposers each submitted a best and final offer. This was evaluated by a team that included PBOT staff and a minority evaluator. The evaluation committee determined that Calais America was the highest scoring proposer and should be awarded the price agreement. I wanted to commend the work of Barb Gibson from Procurement Services and Marnie Glick from Transportation on their work on this RFP. This process was well thought out, and the city received no protest on awarding this contract. You have before you the procurement report recommending awarding of a contract to Calais America for a five-year not-to-exceed amount of $11,900,000. Calais America, Inc. has a current City of Portland business license and is in full compliance with city business requirements. I wanted to note that Calais America is a legally distinct company from the Calais USA in which the city previously had a contract. At this point, I will turn this over to Marnie Glick from Portland Bureau of Transportation if you have any questions about the project, and I can answer questions about the solicitation process.
So I'm Marnie Glick, Transportation, and I'm just available to answer questions you might have about the project.
Marnie, this is not directly related to the matter before us, but could you remind us, when someone parks on the street and the parking pay station that it services the block that they're parking is not functioning, what are you supposed to do?
We tell people to go around the corner and find another machine that's working.
Right. And what about reporting the machine that isn't working?
There is a phone number on the machine itself. We encourage people to call the help desk. And the help desk will make a note of it, and then our meter repair shop will see the help desk tickets, and they'll respond to those.
And what are some of the reasons why a parking machine might not be operational?
There could be a number of reasons. One could be that the meter receipt paper may be jammed inside. There may be coins that may be jamming the machine. On occasion, we find that people will gum up the openings in the machine, which would affect its performance. It's possible also that while the machines are solar powered, it could be that the battery is not working. It would also cause the machine to go down. So those are some of the more frequent reasons.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. Carla, do we have any testimony in this item?
I think two people signed up. I don't have the sign-up sheet right now.
Looks like we do have someone.
Hi, my name is Robin Cash, and I wanted actually to speak about an earlier issue, and I asked one of the staff people where to sign up, and he directed me, and 91 was the only thing. If you could give me 1 minute, it's not about 91.
I Actually, we generally restrict testimony to the item before us. What was the item that you wanted to talk about?
So I wanted to talk about the earlier issue about homelessness where we were talking.
Actually, that we're talking about that in the context of communications that people sign up for in advance. We can't really have people interrupt the agenda to address issues that were addressed in communications. I apologize.
Me too.
Thank you.
So you could talk to Carla to sign up for one of those communications yourself, if you'd like, or you could send us your comments in writing. We do read those.
Thank you.
Thank you for your extreme courtesy today.
Did Joe Walsh and Charles Johnson wish to speak to item 91?
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and since after 3 years, there's our brilliant DA, Mr. Underhill, still prosecuting Jamison Park defendants from 2011, I was a bit distracted, so I didn't hear all the presentation. But when I see $11 million, and I think there are some problems with the website, because the PDF, which is only showing me one page at this time, but I really think that the citizens would like to know the return on investment, some ROI here. We're going to pay $11 million for some parking stuff. How much of this money is going to come back to the city and be available for funding streets and TriMet and all that?
There is obviously the cost of the machines and of enforcement. Marty, what's the percentage, of revenues that goes to enforcement and the meters? Actually, why don't you come up if you could?
So, I guess what I would say for parking costs is about for every dollar of revenue, it costs us 33 cents to generate. So about a third of the cost is spent on operating. As you mentioned previously, parking revenue is a very significant revenue source for transportation. It's the second largest, and we bring in about $23 million a year from parking revenue.
Thank you.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. When I saw this item, I just had a thought. During the testimony of where to raise funds for the repair of our roads, one of the suggestions was a sticker to put on the cars. And that became really complicated because nobody could figure out what the laws were or how we could do it or how complicated it would get. And we were looking at people that were driving into the city, and that seemed to be the big interest there. I wondered about the parking spots. It would seem to be easy if we had parking places that people would pay a yearly fee in order to park there. So if you go into a building, you would have to have a sticker on your car, plus you would have to pay the normal paying whatever that amount would be. That would generate an awful lot of money. And you would tap into the people coming into the city that actually use our roads. So it would complement the sticker idea, but it would make it simpler instead of running around trying to figure out how you would put stickers on cars that are just kind of moving. So if you have them in a parking garage, it seems to me that that may be a possible way of generating some loot. And I know that you want the loot.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. My assumption is, and I think this is the way they do it in Chicago, we weren't going to have cops stopping people moving see if they have a sticker. But the enforcement of a sticker regime, which we're asking the legislature if they give us authority to do, although there's a separate question as whether we actually do it, would involve going into parking garages. That would involve, of course, hiring additional people because we need enforcement officers who weren't just going into the streets, but going into the garages.
Okay. You're saying that it's not legally possible to do that now?
Our attorneys believe that the legislative prohibition against the city having vehicle registration fees, given the way the language reads, could easily be read to prohibit us from requiring that anybody who parks in the city has a sticker.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I have, I think, three questions. One is, don't we already have meters that work?
We don't have meters in parts of the city where we've decided we need to have meters, such as in Northwest and in the Central East Side.
Okay, so if the meters that we already have that we're talking about aren't working, so we need a different meter, who is responsible then for...
Ms. Gurman, it's not that the meters we have aren't working, it's that we don't have enough of them. We need a bunch of new meters in places where there currently aren't meters.
I thought I heard the other woman speaking saying that the meters are broken and they get gummed up and they get, you know, the paper doesn't work right for the receipts and things like that. So that made me think they weren't working right. Okay, well, that's one question that hasn't been answered yet. But the others are, of the 33 cents per dollar for cost, how much of that, is that everything? Does that include, and I guess this is to the woman who presented, does that include the cost for workers, not just anybody who is dealing with repairing meters or putting in meters, but is that office cost, is that personnel, or what I really want to know is what's the true cost of this? The 33 cents covers what exactly, and does that cover administrative fees, does that cover salaries, or is that on top of it, meaning that the city gets nothing in return, is my point.
The city certainly gets something. Marty, do you want to come back up again and address that?
So the 33 cents includes all of our staff costs, repair and maintenance, basically everything that we put into operating the system. And I also wanted to go back. We have no plans to replace the machines that are currently on street now. They are working. They're working fine. We do a lot of preventative maintenance. There are things that just happen in the course of the day that just keep a machine from working the way we would like it to. And so we will be continuing with our ongoing maintenance of the current installation. As the commissioner said, we need additional machines, and so we went through this process to purchase additional machines. We may or may not purchase all that we would be able to under the contract, but it gives us some capacity to purchase more machines as we determine that paid parking should be expanded.
Let me also just clarify something. We sometimes get asked, what happens when the machine on a street is not functioning? And it's gonna fail to function from time to time for the reasons she explained. It might be vandalized, the paper might run out, whatever. Some people who use our system think that if that machine isn't working, they're not required to get a sticker from another machine. So what I wanted to do is put that out there, because some people get tickets thinking, remember the old days when your meter didn't work?
No, I know what you're saying.
The meter didn't work, then you could put a note saying meter's broken.
Right.
But now it's as if the meter's around the corner and you still have to get a sticker. So I just wanted to clarify that people still have to find a sticker.
So as a final question, the money that then comes back to the city, where does that money go?
That money goes into maintaining our streets. It's a major source of, in addition to the gas tax, it's a major source of revenue for what street maintenance we can afford to do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Anyone else to testify on this item? Can I have a motion to accept the report?
I move the procurement report.
Second.
Thank you. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz. Well, thank you, Commissioner Novick and staff, for diligently looking into this issue and for taking the time. It is interesting that you settled on Calais as the favored option, and I trust that you have done your due diligence. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Well, thanks to Marnie and to the procurement team for going through this process and coming to this result. I should note that although we have lost some money in parking revenues, we've postponed the day that we have meters in Northwest. It also turns out in the interim, the cost of purchasing the meters themselves has gone down. So that was, I mean, we were spending less for the meters than we would have thought we were a year and a half ago.
Aye.